Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Yes, we are joined by Cat star Nina Morrison. Nina, welcome to K-Rock Football. Hasn't quite been the start that obviously the coaching staff and the players have wanted for the start of the season. How are we prepared this week for the Bombers?
Yeah, obviously not exactly going to plan at the moment, but in saying that, I think we've played some pretty good footy over the first three rounds, and it's just about sort of putting the pieces together over four quarters. So feeling well set for the Bombers, another exciting opportunity. They've had a pretty good start to the year, but I think it's a pretty good opportunity for us to sort of cement ourselves and get the ball rolling with a win.
We were keeping an eye on the scores on Saturday against the Swans. You sort of were there and you were going okay, and then just let it slip in the second half. And is that sort of a continuity thing in terms of trying to play that four quarters and make sure that you finish the games off?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's sort of been the focus over the first couple of weeks. Obviously, rounds one and two in particular had a sort of period where we let them get a run on, and I feel like we've rode the ebbs and flows a bit better in the Sydney game. But, yeah, just about that consistency across four quarters for now.
Nina, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Reg Tui talking to you. You probably agreed to do this before we found out the news that your skipper, Meg McDonald, had been omitted from the side for Sunday's clash with Essendon, so you must be wrapped to talking to us. But how's that been, I suppose, dealt with by the group when your captain's been tapped on the shoulder and told she's not playing this week?
Yeah, obviously it's not an easy conversation to have, and Meg will be disappointed that she's not on the side this week. But I think we've always sort of preached that there's a lot of shared leadership across the team, and you know, that's sort of something that we'll get behind this week. And we've got a couple of inclusions as well with some debutants coming into the back line too. So there's plenty of exciting stuff still happening in the team, and I know that Meg will get around that in the right way as well.
We'll talk about Sienna Tallareidi and Lexi Gregor in a moment. But for you, will you captain the team as one of the members of the leadership group with Amy McDonald this Sunday, or will it be Amy?
We haven't gone into that yet, but we'll have captain's run tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll get into the nitty-gritty of it. But yeah, Ames and I, obviously, as vice-captains, we'll look to step up. But yeah, no sort of official duty sorted out yet.
Can you talk to us about Sienna and Lexi, who joined the club via the 2024 draft?
Yeah, they're just super exciting prospects for us. I think that we're getting to the stage now where you've got young girls coming through who have played football through their juniors and all the way through, and they're just two really great examples of that. They look like natural footballers, and I think that they'll just add great depth to our side. Lexi is sort of a key defender, and Sienna playing more sort of halfback, and she's one of the best kicks I've seen sort of coming through, so I'm excited to see that on display.
Nina, is Claudia Gunjaka, is she getting more and more annoying as she gets a bigger profile, or how does that work?
She was already annoying. Nah.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Nah, she's been awesome. I think that to see her development over the last couple of years in particular, but she just, this year especially, I think is growing with confidence in her own abilities and feeling really secure with where she's at with her own footy. So, yeah, she's kind of got a key forward to look at each week, and I think she's been doing a fabulous job to start the year.
Is she going to get you on the podcast that she does, or are you sort of, how low are you on the list of guests that are going to get on there?
Yeah, I'm probably pretty low. I'm not that interesting. So
who do you think she wants to get on there? Who'd be one, two, and three?
I'd get Ashley Maloney. She's always a character. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. So, yeah, she'd be number one on my hit list for the podcast.
Absolutely. And what about Tommy Atkins? He's been doing a bit of stuff with you, hasn't he? Does he roll in with that sort of, you know, op shop kit and just that real sort of cool look?
Yeah, he's got a good style, Tom. He's been awesome for our group, and to have him sort of help out with the midfield group particularly, and teach us some of his ways. Obviously, he's had an incredible season as well, so there's lots to learn from him. But yeah, we've felt pretty strong in our mids group to start the year, and lots of the principles that he's sort of been helping to enforce has gone a long way with that.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with Cats AFLW vice captain Nina Morrison. Here's Reg Tui.
Nina, thanks for your time. You mentioned Aisling already. I love all the Cats girls, as you well know, but I am slightly partial towards the Irish girls. How are they all tracking, Kate, Aisling and Rachel at the minute?
Yeah, they're unreal. They're having a ripping start to the year. I think Kate, in particular, I was really excited for her this year. Obviously, second year in the system and just knows a bit more about the game. And she's just such a sponge. Like every day, she's just coming in and wants to learn and get better. And yeah, they're having a great start to the year. And I'm sure that we'll hope that Aisling's going to kick a bag tomorrow, and that'll hold us in good stead as well.
Have you got the flippers packed for Sunday, Nines?
Is it meant to be wet, is it? I haven't actually looked at the forecast just yet.
Yeah, I think it's going to be absolutely horrible. Lock yourself in for
another good one.
2 hours of absolute swimming. I think your best swimmers need to play on the weekend.
Okay, there we go.
Just the mood of the group at 0-3. You came in with such great expectation, and you're not where you want to be in terms of the win-loss right now. Who controls the mood of the group? Obviously, you know, you're part of the leadership group. Is it up to the three leaders yourself, you know, Meg and Amy, to do that?
I think partly, and then obviously it's a sort of collective thing as well. We've got a pretty strong group in terms of players who have been around the system for a while and played together for a long period of time now. So I think it's a sort of a shared responsibility, and the group's in pretty good spirits. As I said, I think that we've had patches where we've played really well and are proving it against the best, but we just need to do it more consistently. So yeah, there's a lot of belief still in the group.
We probably don't need to make much of Prespakis versus Prespakis anymore because they've done it a couple of times. But for the neutral football fan or for the fans of either team, it'll be fun to watch those two cross paths at times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to see the best players in the games go at it, and they're a couple of the best. So the fact that they're sisters is a pretty cool story as well, and no doubt they'll enjoy going head-to-head tomorrow or on Sunday.
And it's Indigenous round in the AFLW competition. The Saltwater Stories jumper gets worn again. I think you wear the white version this week after wearing the darker navy blue version last week. But Lawson Humphrey spoke to the group, I understand, last week, and I believe the players came away from that really impressed by him, but also the story behind the jumper.
Yeah, absolutely. I sort of spoke last week that Lawson's always been a great supporter of our program. So to have him come in and present to the group and share a bit about the Guernsey and what it means to him and his family and his sister in particular, who did a lot of the design, was really cool. So it's always a special round to play an Indigenous round, and to have it so closely connected to the club as well is a little bit of extra inspiration.
Essendon, Sunday afternoon, 3:05 at Windy Hill. Bit of old school venue style, which is good. I know it wasn't a great venue for a practice match last year, but this is a bit different. 4 points on the line. Neans, really appreciate your time as always on K-Rock Footy, and can't wait to when we start broadcasting your games, when we pick you up when the men finish around round seven.
Unreal. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Nina Morrison joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Inspirations Paint, a deluxe approved specialist with all the paint accessories and advice you'll need for your next paint project.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.